In 2012, a 34-year-old banker did something most people only dream about. He walked away from his high-paying job with 6 years of living expenses in his pocket. Not because he won the lottery or inherited a fortune, but because he'd spent over a decade making strategic money decisions that most financial advisors never talk about. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Knowing when to spend money matters just as much as knowing how to save it. While everyone obsesses over cutting lattes and clipping coupons, the real wealth builders are mastering something entirely different, the art of strategic spending that compounds into freedom. Financial paralysis kills more dreams than bad decisions ever will. We freeze when choosing between renting or buying, between saving aggressively or enjoying today, between the safe job and the risky opportunity. This paralysis stems from a fundamental misunderstanding. We're waiting for certainty that will never arrive. The solution isn't gathering more information. It's accepting that optimal decisions only require 70% probability of success. Think of it like baseball. A .700 batting average would make you the greatest hitter in history, yet we expect perfection from our financial choices. This 2-to-1 reward-to-risk ratio creates compounding advantages over time, while those seeking perfect clarity remain stuck at the starting line. Money without purpose is just numbers in an account. The FIRE movement suggests saving 25 times your annual expenses, but this creates a trap. People slash their lifestyle to hit the target faster, then wonder why financial independence feels empty. A better approach? Calculate 20 times your average gross income or enough passive income to cover your ideal life plus taxes. You're defining the life you actually want, then building toward it honestly. Run the real numbers. A family of four in a major city might need $300,000 annually for housing, childcare, food, transportation, insurance, and discretionary spending that makes life worthwhile. Calculate it precisely. Vague goals produce vague results. The target isn't traditional retirement, but a 30-70 split. 70% of income from investments, 30% from work you do regardless of pay. That's true freedom. Build decision-making muscle through practice. Make small predictions about everyday outcomes and track your accuracy. Will your company hit quarterly targets? Will neighborhood housing prices rise or fall? This constant forecasting sharpens judgment until you develop an edge most people never cultivate. Your day job provides seed capital. The real goal is converting active income into assets that generate returns while you sleep. Start immediately. Maximize pre-tax retirement contributions, $20,500 into your 401k, plus catch-up contributions if over 50, then save at least 20% of after-tax income. A 50% savings rate maintained for 20 years could fund early retirement. Four passive income sources stand above the rest. Dividend-paying stocks rank highest. Completely passive, highly liquid, backed by mature companies like McDonald's and Johnson & Johnson that pay consistently regardless of market conditions. REITs and crowdfunding platforms offer real estate ownership benefits without midnight tenant calls. Physical real estate provides tangible assets, tax advantages, and inflation protection. Digital products, ebooks, courses, content deliver the highest margins after initial work. Your money army grows stronger monthly, working 24/7 without fatigue, vacation, or complaint. Debt is either your prison or your launchpad. The difference lies in what you're buying. Most people accumulate debt for unearned lifestyles, staying broke while enriching credit card companies. Strategic debt for appreciating assets builds generational wealth. Eliminate wealth destroyers first. Credit cards charging 15% interest, auto loans on depreciating vehicles, and student debt exceeding earning potential. Follow the 1/10th rule for cars. Spend no more than 10% of gross income. Want a $70,000 car? Earn $700,000 first. Mortgages are different. Real estate debt tied to appreciating, income-generating assets with tax benefits accelerates wealth building. Maintain healthy asset-to-liability ratios. 2-to-1 in your 20s, increasing to 10-to-1 plus by your 60s. When choosing between investing and debt repayment, multiply your interest rate by 10. That percentage goes toward debt, the remainder toward investments. Above 10% interest, focus entirely on debt elimination. Everyone needs a real estate position by age 30. You're either short as a renter, vulnerable to rising prices, neutral as a homeowner, protected, or long with multiple properties benefiting from appreciation and rental income. The 30-33 rule prevents emotional overspending. Spend no more than 30% of gross income on housing, save 30% of the home's value, 20% down payment plus 10% buffer, and limit your home's value to 3x annual income, stretching to 5x only in low-interest environments with strong earnings growth. Prioritize locations with maximum career opportunities, even if expensive, because high prices reflect elevated incomes. Once established and planning to stay 5 years, buy property. Follow buy utility, rent luxury. Purchase functional properties you can afford, rent luxury if desired. This enables real estate arbitrage, renting where you live while investing in affordable markets with better cash flow. Buy each property intending to own forever while understanding it's likely temporary. Live there several years, rent it out, and repeat 3 to 5 times. This builds passive income one property at a time, making real estate both a wealth-building tool and inflation protection. Your career funds everything else. Choose something you love that pays well, or at least something lucrative. Target high-paying industries, venture capital, investment banking, consulting, tech. Even without advanced degrees, six-figure careers exist in law enforcement, firefighting, real estate, and public sector jobs with valuable pensions. Company loyalty is financially naive. Job hop every 2 to 5 years during your 20s and 30s to maximize earnings. Companies underpay loyal employees, hoping they won't notice. Become invaluable by balancing external self-promotion with internal relationship building. Treat bosses as clients, promote your boss first, develop relationships with senior leaders, and respect junior colleagues who might become future executives. Never quit or get fired. Get laid off instead. Negotiating a severance means leaving with money, unemployment benefits, deferred compensation, unused vacation pay, and no negative employment record. This single strategy can fund months or years of transition. Your side hustle is the X factor that accelerates everything. Conquer mornings by working on important projects before your day job. Wake at 5 a.m. instead of 7 a.m., gaining 700 plus extra hours annually. Build something scalable with your unique brand rather than trading time for money. For committed creators publishing 3x weekly, earnings can grow from $1,000 to $10,000 in year one to $500,000 to $1,000,000+ by year 10. Money is the tool. Living your best life is the goal. Choices about education, partners, children, and daily habits influence both wealth and satisfaction in ways that compound over decades. Education is freedom. While prestigious degrees help in elite fields, public education offers tremendous ROI. Private education from kindergarten through college can exceed $745,000 or over $1 million with lost investment returns. Use 529 plans for tax-free growth on education expenses, now covering K-12 tuition, apprenticeships, and student loan repayments. Your spouse becomes either your financial teammates or antagonist. Have difficult financial conversations before marriage. Maintain both joint and separate accounts to minimize friction while preserving independence. Higher household incomes correlate with lower divorce rates, 30% at $200,000, dropping to 25% at $600,000 plus. The optimal age for children is 30 to 34, balancing biology with financial stability. Before having kids, reach career milestones, hit income targets, $100,000 in affordable areas, $200,000 to $300,000 in coastal cities, and build financial cushions. In a world obsessed with fame, the real power move is becoming a rich nobody, someone with fortune but not fame, free to move through society with time intact. Being a financial samurai isn't a destination. It's a way of moving through the world, making strategic decisions, building systems that work while you sleep, and remembering that money is just the tool, never the goal.